Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket imports domestic microbrews like it's 90 degrees today. Nice, cold, refreshing beverage. Stock up for the weekend. Make sure you have plenty. And don't forget about the special of the week that runs through Tuesday. And that would be Busch and Busch Light 30 packs for $15.95. They also have wine coolers, water, soda. Of course, the peanuts are taken care of every single day, fresh and hot. Snacks. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We just had him on the show the other day. Now, our play-by-play call of the day, courtesy of Tim Neverett and the Red Sox.
And this one is into the left field corner, 5 for 5 for Pedroia as he rounds first. He's into second, scoring his bets. It is 11-2. It's Dustin Pedroia with a 5 for 5 night.
Red Sox are in first place in the American League East. Interesting article today, and we'll get to other things here as well, but I wanted to point this out today. It was written by, I want to make sure I get, Alex Putterman on the Awful Announcing website. It has nothing to do with them. It's just articles on media. And he went through a story on women's sports at The Nation earlier this week. And the question was asked, does American media pay enough attention to women's sports? Now, I can guarantee you next month, one sport above all is going to get more attention, I think, than any other story, and that is the women's gymnastics team. They'll be put into prime time. They are a ratings bonanza. Of the top 50 shows rating-wise in sports in the first 6 months of the year, or 6.5 months, from January 1 to July 15th, women's gymnastics, the trials, cracked the top 50. So here's the story. It says, according to the University of Minnesota's Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women in Sport, women's athletics receives only about 4% of all your sports media coverage. Other studies have put television time as low as 1%. Yet 44 years after the passage of Title IX, women and girls in the United States are playing and following sports in unprecedented numbers. 40% of all sports participants are female, according to the Tucker Center, and roughly a third of fans of major sports are women. The evolution of sports over the last four decades has been dramatic. The media coverage, it says, not so much. Okay. Now, I feel, for example, first of all, there's not as much coverage. There's no doubt about that. It doesn't take a genius to say that. But there are certain elements that are ingrained into the mind of the sports fan and gets coverage. I just mentioned women's gymnastics at the Olympic Games. It'll be the single most watched program for the Olympics. That's why they're putting it in prime time. Just like when they have the Winter Olympics, what makes it into prime time? Women's figure skating. Extremely popular, must-watch TV. I think the women's soccer program in the U.S. because they've been so good. World Cups, Olympics. Certainly become an important watch for many people that they enjoy. We talked about the outstanding swimmer. What, Katie Ledecky? She could be the most dominant figure of the games in swimming. Now, how much they'll watch the men versus the women, that'll be interesting to see. Dan Shaughnessy, of course, is the columnist for the Boston Globe. The part where everyone, the story says, the part where everyone yells into their computer screens that no one covers women's sports because no consumers care about women's sports. The viewpoint is represented in the nation's piece by, among others, Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. He said, quote, his job is to focus on what he believes his audience wants to read about, which isn't women's sports. I know what people are interested in, Shaughnessy said. He added he doesn't do many pro bono columns. He then added that he maintains that coverage of women's sports is not going to be read by people who generally read me. I can't afford to do a steady dose of that, he said. You just become irrelevant. I pretty much stick to what I know and care about. Now let's look at it from his point of view. He's in Boston with the Globe. Now what's the most interesting thing all summer long in Boston? The Red Sox. So he's going to cover the Red Sox and write columns on the Red Sox over and over and over and over again. And if you live in Boston, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 times out of 10, you pick up the Globe or the Herald or whatever. What do you want to read about? Most people want to read about the Red Sox. TV ratings will tell you that. Column inches will tell you that. Oh, and by the way, then the Patriots start training camp. And you're going to want to read about Jimmy Garoppolo. You're going to read about Brady. You want to read about, I mean, am I wrong here? It is what people do want, depending on the city you're in. Now, are the Bruins as ingrained or the Celtics as ingrained? That's interesting. But if you notice, Boston doesn't have the WNBA team. It's actually in Connecticut, Connecticut Sun. Now, the story goes on and says that he won't suggest that Shaughnessy is a caveman for those remarks because his sentiment represents a likely majority of men in sports media. The kind of what will get me clicks today attitude, which is perfectly understandable for a writer or editor trying to get by day by day. Now, he does point out it's short-sighted. Again, I go back to the fact that there are certain sports that women have been able to make a huge impact. Women's gymnastics will be in prime time because people will flock to watch it. It is must-watch TV. Figure skating in the Olympics. Not the guys, the women. Just like gymnastics, not the guys, it's the women. The women's soccer team, great draw. Now, where am I going wrong anywhere here? Because they, you know, I'm trying to understand that there are certain women's sports where the women are the dominant and the must. You know, if you're really into sports, hey, look, I'm going to watch that. They're on, which means you have to cover it, which means you have to write it, and so forth. Now, there are other sports. All right, let's take a sport that gets a lot of draw here. That's a men's sport. That's wrestling. Huge draw here, right? Sellout Rec Hall. People in this area extremely passionate about it. But why don't we get a dose of wrestling on TV all the time? Because nationally, it's not the same as living here. The NCAA Wrestling Championships. You know where the NCAA Wrestling Championships finished for the day, Sean?
Probably pretty low.
It was the 16th highest rated show for the day.
Yeah.
It was on a Saturday, Madison Square Garden. It was the 16th highest rated show for the day in sports. Not in overall TV in sports. There were 15 other sporting events that day that drew more viewers than the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Now, that's a men's sport. It's extremely popular here. Off the charts popular here. But doesn't have national appeal. So I think everything goes on a case-by-case basis. There are so many sports that are entrenched right now. Entrenched. Baseball, entrenched. I mean, we could talk about the Phillies anytime. We could talk about the Eagles anytime. Men and women are interested in it. We can talk about Penn State football anytime. Men and women are interested in it. And we certainly will talk about great female athletes. We've talked about Serena Williams. You know, we did an entire show from the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship last year that included Paula Kramer, Lydia Ko, MB Park. We did an entire show from it last year, just like we did an entire show from the Men's U.S. Open this year. It was a local event of national significance. So I think everything's on a case-by-case basis. And remembering that and this isn't to marginalize anything. The Little League World Series is coming up. People like watching it. Now, they do raise a legitimate question in the article. That if major media outlets begin giving women's sports a little shine, I'm using their words here, it's hard to believe increased fan interest would not follow. Now, the WNBA does get a fair amount on ESPN. They do, especially, you know, it's during the All-Star break for baseball. The WNBA had a ton of highlights on. And I think if you notice, I don't care whether it's WNEP or 22, 28, whatever it happens to be, if girls are doing something and have a significant event, high school girls sports, they cover it, right? I think people rally around something that they, you know, that that wins. And if it happens to be the girls' volleyball team, they'll rally around and win. Look at women's volleyball here at Penn State. People love going to that. They win 7 national championships. Russ Rose, great job. But he does raise legitimate points. Should they do more to cover women's sports? And my point has always been this. ESPN has really pared down what they do in a lot of ways. They've got 24 hours. And I've always felt that the early mission of it changed dramatically. And I've always felt they could have done more to branch out into a lot of sports. I don't care whether it's men's lacrosse, women's soccer, softball. It's another one, too. Softball's another one. Softball gets great coverage on ESPN. In fact, Amanda Lahotek, we had her on the show, the Penn State women's softball coach, she said some of the viewership numbers are higher than the Men's College World Series for baseball. So I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, there are a lot of blanket statements in here. Can it be better? Sure, of course it could be better. And if we're missing the mark not covering a certain women's or girls sport, I expect people to call me and tell me that if we're missing the mark on something, it's very important. Achievement is achievement. Sports is sports. And excitement's excitement. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. Another great day here in the valley. Hot out today, though. Sean, of course, feet up in the air conditioning while the rest of you bake. That's just the way it is.
That's the situation, is what it is.
God, you're just such a star.
No.
Just such a star.
Not in my own house. No way.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Wow. All right. So, great to have you with us here on the show today. We've got the phone lines open at 1-800-795-9565. Does the media do enough to cover women's sports? Do they? Or are they doing it right just based on general interest? I look at sports here, for example. You look at women's volleyball, huge here. Women's soccer, national champions here. Both get a lot of coverage. Men's soccer does too. Men's volleyball doesn't get as much as women's volleyball does here. Not even the same realm. Softball had a really good year, finished fourth in the Big Ten here. Baseball's coming on. I think the coverage of the two of them about equal here. Wrestling gets tremendous coverage here. Men's and women's basketball is a period of time. I thought women's basketball is getting more coverage than the men. Now the men have become better, and the women have struggled a little bit of late, and because of that, I think that's changed. I think, especially with the recruiting class he has, men's basketball is getting more coverage here. But I think part of that's all about winning, too. Wrestling wins. People talk about it, cover it. Women's volleyball wins. People talk about it, cover it. And I think it's not like they're not drawing fans. They are. And deserve the coverage. And we have put women's coaches on here. I mean, Russ Rose has been on the show. Amanda Lahotek's been on the show. We've had... Erica Dombach was Erica Walsh, now Erica Dombach on the show. They were making the run to a national title. We had her on several times. So it's not as if we have it here. We have. In general, it's a very interesting dynamic in general. There are more female commentators than ever before. Ramona Shelburne and Sarah Spain, people like that. That's happening more and more as well. But just something as one of those food for thought things. Denny Green passed away today, 67 years old. Starting at Northwestern on track, I think it helped lead for him to get a head coaching job in the NFL. In 13 years, he coached in the NFL between the Cardinals and the Vikings. He got the Vikings to the NFC Championship game twice. And was also post-game, Cardinals-Bears was certainly upset that his Cardinals blew the game against the Bears.
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Dennis Green, passing away today, 67 years old. It's really one of the famous press conference quotes right up there with playoffs. Playoffs? You're talking playoffs? There's certainly been some great press conference quotes over the years. And Dennis Green certainly authored and delivered one of them on that day. 67, a heck of a coach. Got the Vikings to the NFC Championship game twice, I think, in 98 and 2000. That 98 one, that's the one that really stings because, they were a field goal away from getting to the Super Bowl, and they had about as fine an offense as there was in the NFL at the time.
So briefly talk about his time at Northwestern, because he joined them in the 80s when they were really... down in the dumps.
Look, it was a job that nobody wanted to take. And he took it. And what it did was it established his coaching chops. That was the big thing, that you walk into something like that and you, a program that was an easy mark, a very easy mark. He changed around. They were 131-1 in its last 33 games when he took over in the early 80s. He did a heck of a job. I mean, he was the Big Ten Coach of the Year in 1982.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Hot day out there today. And because it is hot out, you want something that is cold and refreshing. And by the way, their beer of the week, Busch Light and Busch Beer, 30 packs for just $15.95. Wine coolers, water, soda. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our sports bozo of the day. Well, I guess the potential is there, but just to put himself in this spot, Le'Veon Bell, just to put himself in the spot. I think that's the most important thing right now, is it appears he put himself in the spot. Wow. All right. So, Tim Kirchin, highly respected at ESPN, named his top 10 baseball players of all time. Top 10. All right. And he says there are five names that popped up in every list he's seen so far. But here it is. Here is the Tim Kirchin top 10 all-time baseball list. Number 10, the big train, Walter Johnson. 417 wins, 110 shutouts, a 2.17 ERA. Kirchin admits he is a bit biased. He went to Walter Johnson High School in Bethesda, Maryland. Number 9, Ty Cobb. Kirchin writes the all-time leader in batting average and extra base hit machine and the greatest base stealer the game had seen for nearly 50 years. Number 8, the Nora, Pennsylvania zone. Stan Musial. Kirchin writes he won 3 MVPs, had 4 second-place MVP finishes, and is the most underrated superstar in the game's history. Like, you're talking about 3,630 hits, 475 career home runs.
Half of those hits were at home, and the other half on the road, 18-15 apiece. Amazing. Wow. Incredible.
A level of consistency, unbelievable. Number 7, Mickey Mantle. Kirchin writes, in his prime years, he was as good, if not better, than Willie Mays. His career was shortened by injuries, but his career was highlighted mostly by winning championships. 7. Not only that, he was great in the postseason. He hit 18 World Series home runs. Number 6, Barry Bonds. Early in his career, Bonds was the game's best player with his speed, power, and defense. Later, as sluggers go, he was third only to Ruth and Williams. Number 5, Hank Aaron. The all-time leader in total bases and RBIs, he also was a top 5 defensive right fielder. I always feel like Hank Aaron never gets his just due. The consistency. You realize, you know what Hank Aaron's top out number was for home runs? 44. You know how good you have to be to hit 755 home runs in your career and never have more than 44? That level of consistency year after year after year of really high productive numbers. Number four, Lou Gehrig. Kirkson writes, if he hadn't fallen sick, he might be the record holder for runs scored, RBIs, and, quote, who knows what else. Number three puts Ted Williams. He says he's the second greatest hitter ever. If it weren't for his military service, which was exceptional and heroic, he might have been the greatest. He missed about 5.5 seasons in two wars. 5.5 seasons he missed. He still had 521 home runs. And he still had a .344 career batting average. But he missed 5.5 seasons because of World War II and Korea. And yes, he was John Glenn's wingman. Number two, he puts down Willie Mays. When he arrived in the big leagues in 1951, he was the greatest combination of power, speed, and defense that the game had ever seen. And 65 years later, he still is. Number one. Oh, who do you think number one is?
Oh, it's got to be Babe Ruth.
Yes.
There you go.
Babe Ruth writes down, Kirkson writes, he's the greatest hitter ever. He was the first to hit 20 homers in the season, the first to hit 40 homers in the season, the first to hit 50 homers in the season, and the first to hit 60 homers in the season. Oh, and by the way, he has as many career pitching shutouts as Pedro Martinez, 17. I pointed out that many times about Babe Ruth. Do you realize for a span of about 33 years, Babe Ruth was the record holder for most World Series home runs with 15, while also being the World Series record holder for the most consecutive scoreless innings by a pitcher in the World Series, 29 2/3? He held both records. It's amazing.
Very cool that we're talking greatest of all time since we're going into Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown. Mike Piazza gets in this weekend.
And so does Ken Griffey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Denora. Denora, Pennsylvania produced Stan Musial and Ken Griffey Sr. How about that? One town. A great connection between the two.
So one of the people that will be in Cooperstown for the induction ceremonies this weekend will be Paul Hagan, baseball writer from MLB.com. He'll be joining us on Monday.
Yeah, good.
4:35 on Monday. Got him locked in.
And so will Pete Rose. He'll be there, too. Probably down at the...
down the corner.
Yeah, the corner signing again.
Getting swag out of the trunk of the car.
But this is my question. Is there one person you would pay to get their autograph? Because they already get Rose's autograph, you have to pay. I mean, is there a person out there that you would pay to get their autograph? Now, me, no. I mean, I'm like, I don't pay a dime for anybody, so I could care less. But would you? Is there a person out there you would pay to get their autograph? Because in order to get Pete Rose's autograph, you have to pay. I mean, is there anybody you'd pay to get their autograph? I don't care if it's a sports personality or if it's Al Pacino, whatever. Is there a person that you would pay to get their autograph?
Well, you know, I lean black and gold, so it would probably like be maybe Bradshaw, Franco. Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Those three that kind of come to mind.
Tony in Shamokin.
He's actually in traffic. He just wanted me to say to you real quick, where did Joe DiMaggio go? Not in the top 10.
Well, it's the Tim Kirchin list.
Yes.
Now, DiMaggio was interesting. DiMaggio had 361 career home runs. DiMaggio only struck out 369 times. He only had 8 more strikeouts than home runs. DiMaggio is always interesting on these lists because obviously the Yankees won. The Red Sox only got to one World Series. And DiMaggio is considered one of the greatest. But if you're going to sit there and you're going to put together the all-time great outfield, like Aaron, Mays, and Ruth, okay, we're done. He's not going to be in the first group. And he also missed 3 full seasons in the military. But certainly, you know, when you look at it, I mentioned the 361 home runs, only 369 strikeouts. To me, that's the most remarkable thing. His career average is 325. Absolutely incredible. Graceful outfielder, good arm, not a great arm. But covered a lot of ground. He was a long strider in the outfield. And then the World Series at 271. Now, that average is probably a little bit lower than people would have thought. I think most people would have thought he was like a 350 hitter in the World Series. He was not. In fact, in the World Series, 346 is the highest he ever hit in the World Series. Ever. And that was his first one. That was his first one. And what, he was in 10 World Series, right? He had over 300 in the World Series 4 times. He even had a 2-for-18 in 1949, 111. Philly fans, of course, would remember because, you know, he was 4-game sweep. He went 4-for-13, hit a home run. So it's like, okay. So they would think, oh, okay, wow. But he had, what, 8 home runs, 30 runs knocked in 51 World Series games. Hit 271. Okay, not bad. Those are good numbers in the World Series. But not off the chart awesome numbers. But he did hit with more power in the World Series. Power, second year he had 46 home runs in 37. And in 1948 he had 39. He also drove in 155 in 1948. So, I mean, obviously an amazing career. And it's interesting, when Ted Williams hit 406, he won the MVP. Ted Williams won the Triple Crown, I think, in 47. And again, DiMaggio was the MVP. So Williams is like, oh, what do I got to do here? What do I have to do? We'll come back, wrap up the week in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about great players of all time. And, of course, DiMaggio and Ted Williams were always linked. And, of course, DiMaggio won, and the Yankees won, and Ted Williams, for the most part, was in the runner-up spot. Now here's one that I think is really interesting for you. Do you know how many times Ted Williams had 200 hits or more in his career? Give it a shot, Sean.
How many seasons?
How many seasons did Ted Williams have more than 200 hits?
One.
None.
Wow.
Now, one time, because he walked so many times. Williams is number one all-time in on-base percentage in the history of the game. His on-base percentage is .462 because he walked so many times and hit .344. Stunning. He's .462. DiMaggio's, by the way, just in case you're wondering, was an incredible .396. But it's number one all time. I mean, he has a .462 on base percentage today. They're making tons of money. I mean, look at the suit. They always pitched around him. Oh, stop laughing. Had to include the suit somewhere in the show, didn't we?
Yeah, we've quoted a hit.
You have a quoted hit. So does this. What a coincidence.
Didn't see him today. I'm pretty busy today.
Oh, he's probably watching Jason Bourne.
That's right. Another Jason Bourne movie is coming out next week.
Yes, yeah, next right. week.
Next Friday, yeah.
Yes, Bourne.
Older ones back into queue and get refreshed and reacquainted with Matt Damon's character. And
oh, that doesn't take much.
Count down to the big movie next week.
Did you see that a vandal went and did serious damage to the Vikings' new stadium? I've seen the stadium. I've watched it from, you know, because we're always playing at Minnesota for basketball.
Yeah, was it like all a right. drive-by, chuck something in the window?
Yeah, people would see they have glass out there, and somebody threw rocks through the glass windows. Like, are you kidding me? No, I mean, why do you do that? See, this is the part I don't understand. I've never understood this. What's the thrill out of doing that? What's the thrill out of wrecking somebody else's property? They're still going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new building, which is scheduled for tonight.
I hate to say this, but just too bad they couldn't find something else to do, like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want there, yeah.
That's a nasty hole, looking at a photo of it now in the Star Tribune. Oh, it'd take 2 months to fix that. It's terrible.
It's just, I'm sorry. Well, it happened. They're going to have to fix it. And whomever did it, I'm sure that they're all over there bragging to their friends. And terrific. That's just great. It's, you know, let's go wreck something.
They'll high-five each other and post the video on Instagram, and then they'll get
caught. Like, okay. It's always love. You know, that's why I love when I hear, you know, I tell you.
Then you get Bozo honorable.
That criminal's a genius. No, if you're a genius, you know, genius cures cancer. Okay. Man.
Yeah, those panes look about as high as the windows that are up at the Mount Nittany Club at Beaver Stadium. Oh,
yeah.
Yeesh.
Yep. So, that's the ugly story of the day. Probably should have made the sports bozo of the day, but... By the way, coaches polled in the Big 12. They have two preferences for expansion of the Big 12. This is the coaches' vote. BYU and Houston.
Not Memphis.
No. Houston brings with it a much bigger television market.
And I think in terms for BYU football, they schedule out of schedule, out of conference. They've been known to have a little meat on the bone on their early September schedule.
Yes, they have. But the University of Texas is supporting Houston. Now, some of this has to do with research money Texas is getting that Houston's been upset about. And Houston's been complaining to the state legislature there about it. Well, this support to get them into the conference might help soothe that just a bit. They're probably the best two they could get.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.